Camp friends and family, welcome to the first full episode of the New England Camp Podcast. My name is Kyle Winkle, Communications Coordinator for ACA New England. And before we get too far into things, I just want to take this opportunity to congratulate you all on a phenomenal summer. Campers and staff have had the opportunity of a lifetime as their summer season looked a lot more familiar than it has over the last couple of years. That said, we know that it hasn't always been easy, and so we hope you take a second to take a deep breath, sit back, and enjoy what we have in store for you today. Now we're going to be talking about camp tours, and so ACA New England's Director of Membership and Engagement, Bud Copeland, is going to be speaking with two wonderful guests all about what to expect, what we're excited for, and why they're important for this year. So Bud will be joined by Jacqueline Ross, Director of Camp and Youth Programs with Hale Education. He'll also be joined by Stevie Falk from Fernwood Cove, and she also serves as our committee chair for ACA New England's Emerging Professionals in Camping, also known as EPIC. We also want to make sure to thank Anchor Industries, Inc. and StickersandMore.com for partnering with ACA New England for the fall camp tours and for sponsoring this podcast. So, without further ado, let's get to the show.
Thank you so much for tuning in, downloading this, and joining us for the first episode of the New England Camp Podcast. Sorry about that if we got a little loud there for a moment. Bud is excited. We are talking about camp tours today. And the first person, I don't know if this is coming first or second in the podcast, so wherever we're listening to this, you're still number one in our hearts for right now. Will you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Stevie Falk. I'm the assistant director at Fernwood Cove on All Girls Camp in Maine, and I'm also the current EPIC committee chair for the New England chapter of ACA.
And full disclosure, I'm the staff liaison here at ACA New England, so Stevie and I work a lot together. And real quick, what is EPIC?
EPIC is Emerging Professionals in Camping. It is for anyone and everyone who is in camp and wants to be part of a camp community.
Speaking of camp communities, we are here today to talk about camp tours. And obviously the point of camp tours maybe differs on matter of degree from participant to participant, but the overall kind of theme is like we're going out to see other camps. So before we go any further, you say you're at Fernwood Cove, you're the assistant director there. In a quick elevator ride up a couple floors, what's your camp story?
I went to a summer camp in Florida. It was a local camp. It was owned by our school board, so it was all year programming. And then they had summer camp in the summer, so I did that for 4 years. And after that, didn't really think much about camp until I was finishing college. And my director, from when I was a kid, took over a camp in Vermont. So my summer after I graduated from college, I didn't have much of a plan. And I went up for the summer. I went up for a second summer, and then I ended up getting hired full time. And then tried to make a career shift right at the beginning of COVID and ended up back in camp. And here I am. I moved up to Maine from Florida about a year ago now. And that's that.
And next week, or might be last week, depending on, or might be last month, depending on when you're catching up on this podcast, we are going to be out on the camp tours in New Hampshire. We're going out to see a handful of camps. So in your your professional career, so obviously you talked about the camp you grew up in Florida, in your professional career so far, how many different camps have you been exposed to and kind of what different types of, shall we say, visits or tours or explorations?
So the camp that I went to growing up was just a week and 2 week camp. So it was a lot shorter than what I've been exposed to up north. And different, you know, Y camps, obviously our niche that we work with a lot is our 3-4 week or 7 week residential camps, primarily in the New England region. And it's just, a lot of different things. Every camp is camp, but every camp's a little bit different. And I always try to find excuses to go see other people's camps just to see how, you know, you don't always see them in operation in the summer. You never really see them in operation in the summer, but probably at this point, probably between 8 and 10 other camps that I've been able to see and actually
smattering throughout time.
Yeah.
And now that you're going to these camps this week, what are you looking for going into it? Do you have a checklist or are you a blank slate?
At this point, I'm a blank slate. That may change it once we talk more about it, if there's anything that my directors want me to pay attention to in particular. But like I said, I just like seeing other camps. I like meeting their people. We actually, for 2023, are restructuring part of our residential team that oversees our campers based on an idea we got from a camp director right before this summer started. And we all kind of were like, oh yeah, that would work pretty well for us too. And so that's a big kind of project for this winter. But just little things like that, you know, who oversees your kids? What are the layers of hierarchy for that side of camp? What are your layers of hierarchy for your programming side? What do your facilities look like? Just walking around and seeing little things that I think we could steal that, or I think that would work well. Blank slate, facilities, basically anything and everything. I'll just soak it up and see what we get out of it.
All right. So you've been talking about these conversations and the connections and the lessons that you learned this time of year and kind of into the fall. That can be done over Zoom or on a phone call. But what does make a difference when you're live at something like a camp tour that adds value to the experience or those conversations?
So the first thing I think is just the sense of community. It's been really nice. We saw it at the conference. It's just been really nice for everybody to get back together in person. And New England's a relatively spread out region for us. And it's nice to be able to bring a bunch of people together.
One more quick question before we see each other again next week. Is this, you said you've had some camp experiences, you know, as a camper and staff member at other camps, but will this be your first official camp tour with an organization like ours, or have you been on any before?
No, this will be my first one. I was supposed to, tentatively planned on coming in 2019, didn't work out. That was a bunch of main camps. Actually, Fernwood Cove was on that one. In 2019.
Yep.
So this will be my first one and I'm excited. I just like seeing other camps. I like getting to, you know, travel, and this is what we do for work, is get to go poke around in other people's camps for 2 days, and it's considered a work day. So that's going to be fun.
Well, we look forward to having you out there. And for the folks who are listening, if you're about to go on the tours or if you just went on the tours, we hope that they were a happy, safe, and enriching experience for you. And as always, continue to be there for one another. We're going to continue to be here for you. Kyle, back to you in the studio. All right, folks, thank you for sticking around on the New England Camp Podcast. This is episode one. We're talking about camp tours. And as promised, we have another person with us who is going to be going on our upcoming camp tours. Or if you're listening to this later, they were on our last camp tours, but I will let them introduce themselves. And so who do we have with us on the phone today?
Hi there. My name is Jackie Ross, and I am the Director of Camp and Youth Programs for Hale Education in Westwood, Massachusetts.
Thank you. You answered my next question, which is, where is Hale Education for those who may not be familiar with the area? So we were talking just before about a little bit of camp tour stuff. But before we go into that, can you give folks kind of your camp story? How did you end up sitting here talking to me today? We don't have to go that granular, but broad strokes, what's your camp background?
Yeah, I mean, went to like town camps when I was younger. They were very few and far between. I wasn't like camp kid, as you could think. And then it wasn't until my first job post-college, where I was actually working as a recreation therapist. And the summer programming that we did was very much summer camp-esque, working with kids in a rehab hospital. But that's where I saw the kids and the staff and the place come to life. And so the summer is where I fell in love with what I was doing. And then ended up moving on to another nonprofit where summer camp for children with disabilities was the meat and potatoes of what they did. And I just saw myself being a part of that and fell in love with it. And was there for several summers and then made my way to Hale and started my first summer at Hale was the pandemic. So it was a very interesting summer. And then, you know, since then have had two summers under my belt at Hale. And it has been two really amazing summers and 2 years of great experiences.
And it's, I mean, serendipitous timing that those two summers have been under this kind of proverbial umbrella slash bubble slash you're in your camp and in your world. And here we're talking about going on camp tours and going out and seeing other camps. So before we kind of talk about this one specifically, though, what are your experiences? You mentioned you're not latecomer, but by a lot of, you know, measures, latecomer to profession, you know, to the camp world, like myself, never went to camp as a kid. But what do you, you know, what are your experiences with going out, seeing other camps, touring other camps, whether officially or unofficially?
Yeah, so I've been a part of several groups where I've been able to go up and see different day camps or residential camps, whether it's in New Hampshire or in other states, and really just to kind of poke minds, look at facilities, things along those lines. One of the things that I love about the camp world is that everyone's open to sharing things, whether it's documents about policy, forms, or their facility, like come in and see how we run camp, see what it looks like and feels like. And for me, I'm a lifelong learner. I think that's why I really enjoy working at Hale, because we're about experiencing and creating a curiosity for learning. And so I go visit camps really to learn more. How can I improve my programs by seeing what someone else does? And that really lent me to falling into the American Camp Association and learning about becoming a visitor. Being a visitor has been some of the most valued experiences I've had in the camp industry. I'm a nerd for the standards. I love that. I love organization, love a binder. But going to the other camp and seeing how they do archery and learning about the staff experience, and understanding the processes of how they even do like check-in, like the small minute things. I found a lot of great value in going and seeing how others do things, either to improve something that we've been doing, or maybe to try something completely new because I've never seen it before. And being able to get to this camp has shown me like, wow, I can maybe take this, like tweak it a little, and make it the Hale version. So I found immense value in going and seeing other camps. So that's why the camp tours up in New Hampshire for this tour have been, you know, very exciting.
That's phenomenal. Listen, I love that the phone's ringing because camp never stops. That's a perfect example for people when they say, what do you do in the off season? This, we do this. We talk
Answer
about camp,
phone.
We wait for next year. And so one more quick question for you, because you sound like this is one of those things you've been chomping at the bit to get out there. Thank you so much for plugging the ACA accreditation program, because outside of formal camp tours, I will say, I mean, that was not planned. Outside of formal camp tours, you talk to any ACA visitor and they'll say that's half the reason why they do it, is because it almost forces them. It's an accountability measure to say once a year or once a summer, I'm going to go and see another camp and kind of put my analytical lens on, make sure that I'm looking at it through a business perspective. So for anybody who is either on our tours or in the upcoming weeks, informally, they're going out to see other camps. Is there anything that you're like, yes, make sure you pack this or do that? Is there any kind of parting words of wisdom that you would have for folks going out to camp tours, either with us or with other organizations this year?
Going to a camp, bring a notebook. I'm a sucker for my notebook, or make sure your notes app on your phone is readily available to document anything that's kind of puts a light bulb in your brain. I always ask if I can take pictures of things. So always making sure that, you know, if you have questions on your mind, don't be afraid to ask them for the staff that you're working with of that camp. I've gotten archery, you know, range designs that I've been able to take pictures of and then bring back and kind of use that for our own facility. So definitely document everything, take your notes, collect business cards of anyone, so that way if you want to get back in touch with someone, you can have that. Always pack your water, because hydration is key. We know that as camp staff. Super important to have that. Be comfortable, be ready to ask questions, have fun with it. This is kind of the fun side for the camp admin portion of working in camp, is, you know, being able to see things, and at the end of the day, it's going to make you or your program better.
So open your mind, open your notebooks, open your notes app for you younger people out there who live on the digital world. I say younger people, but thank you so much, Jackie. We really appreciate you taking a couple minutes. We look forward to seeing you in New Hampshire next week, or we looked forward and had fun seeing you in New Hampshire last week, depending on when people are listening to this. And as always, if you have questions about camp tours, you can hit up Jackie at Hale Education. She'd be more than happy to talk to you about the stuff you can garner out by touring other camps. Can they do that, Jackie?
Sure can.
Thank you so much. Everybody have a fantastic time, and thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Well, folks, that is a wrap on today's episode. We hope you enjoyed it. Please like, comment, or subscribe to today's episode and to our channel, New England Camp Podcast. We really appreciate you listening, and we just want to say one more huge thank you to Anchor Industries Inc., as well as stickersandmore.com for sponsoring the fall camp tours. We really appreciate you all. Peace out, and we'll see you next time.